Another quick question here for you, Chris, from John from Corby. He says, are there any health effects from firing off loads and loads of fireworks in a small space?
Well, there would be if you were to breathe in all the smoke, because the way in which fireworks make their nice pretty colours is by exploiting an effect that Bunsen of Bunsen burner fame discovered about 150 years ago, which was the science of spectroscopy. He realised that when you look at something, say a distant star, you can work out what the chemicals are in the star, because different chemicals absorb light and they produce light at specific fingerprint wavelengths. And so you can exploit that fact. If you heat up an element, for example, it will absorb light at one wavelength, it will emit light at one wavelength, so you can get different colours from different chemicals. Each chemical has its own unique so-called flame colour. So you give the element some energy by heating it up in a firework and it glows a certain colour. So to get those nice pretty colours in your fireworks, you have to put lots of metals in. Strontium's a good choice for making red colours. Barium can make nice pretty green colours. So can copper salts. They can make greeny blue colours. So that's how you get the colours. The problem is that all those things can be toxic in big doses. The reassuring thing is that Disney have done some studies where they have Disney World in Florida and Disneyland in California, where they jettison thousands of pounds worth of fireworks on their displays. And over 20 years of doing this, they have never detected any significant heavy metal poisoning in their waters, around in the water features where they let the fireworks off. Cynics would say that's because all the people at the fireworks displays have gone home with the heavy metals inside them. But I didn't say that. I just heard it. Anyway, there you go. This is The Naked Scientist, and it's Chris, Dave and Helen, and we're talking and taking your science questions this week. And if you'd like to join in with the programme, the email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.
From protons to photons and gluons to muons, The Naked Scientists. Science that's fundamentally more fun.